summarizing what we did last time, we looked at two possible understandings of din of Sheikh Kesef. Number one, it's a din regarding the stature of the taina. The taina needs to be of a certain heft in order for it to be a taina to which we would require shvuah to respond to. Right, we noted that this is truly what emerges according to Shmuel and even according to Rav. And then we pointed out that the Rav Eichel sounds like he's saying even according to Rav. The Machlokes is only about what we define here as the taina that the shvuah is responding to. Is it the initial, it's what you come to initially, the Tohen says the Basin that he's owed, or it's what is under dispute. But it's the Tovea's insistence that he's owed this that is the, it's the Tovea's insistence of what he is owed over the objection of the Nitzvah, that's the Taina. And the din here is a din governing that Taina in the case where you're responding with a Shvua, what kind of Taina needs to be. And we explained that that would likely result in the Shita that holds, that it's specifically Modu Mixas which requires it, because, as we discussed, we can easily understand Modu Mixas as being unique in that it is in response to a Taina. Okay, without getting to all the ways that that approach manifests itself, we discussed it pretty extensively. Secondly, we said maybe the din here of Sheikh Kesef is a din simply in when the regline Ladovar, which is generated by the Hadav Mixas, exists. It just simply doesn't exist in the case of, right, we don't have grounds to suspect the Modim Mixas if it's Pachas Sheikh Kesef, because it's unreasonable to think he wouldn't, in that case, simply pay. That kind of trivial sum is not the kind of thing for which a decent person would lie. And the entire grounds to suspect the Modim Mixas that maybe he's not telling the truth requires that assumption that this is a sum for which a person might not want to pay immediately and therefore delay. And again, inasmuch as this is something which is only relevant for Shuas when they mix us, only regardless of the nature of the other Shuas, whether or not they're in response to suspicion or something else or not, even if it's a suspicion which generates the requirement to be Nishba in the other two cases, Shuas Zerman and Shuas Edecha, still it's clear that the suspicion does not rest on a presumption that the person would say this if he's lying in order to get out of having to pay. In which case, it rests on other things, let's say. It rests on the fact that we have an Edech, right? In which case, it would only be true of a Mixas, and that is indeed what the Rabbi says quite explicitly. All right, now we move on to the third suggestion, third understanding, yeah, you have a question? Of Din of Sheikh Kesef. And I think the basic idea, although we'll see two variations of it, yeah?
It's a question on the previous.
Uh-oh, yeah.
I don't know if this is but for Shmuel, that second idea. Mm-hmm. Shmuel says that
I don't know if it's consistent with Shmuel.
Okay, that's my question. Because Shmuel would say that the kfir could be so tiny that there wouldn't be choshesh. You wouldn't assume someone lies.
Right.
If it's more
not consistent with Shmuel.
Except for,
correct. Okay. Correct. I think it's likely that Shmuel is really only consistent with the first approach. That it's a din governing the taina. All the other ones have to do with either the grounds, right, like you're saying, to suspect in terms of the kfira or the shua and. You know, that's not what happens for Shmuel. Like you say, it can be a Shmuel, even on a Pruta. But the third possibility, I think, is the idea that what we're dealing with here is a din governing the Mammon, which is Ra'i L'Shvua. Mammon, which is Ra'i L'Shavala. That's what this halacha concerns. And here, I think there are two basic directions to go. We'll call it 3A and 3B. 3A understands that this is a din b'nechassin shen shbayin alei, very much like karkaos, right? The Mishnah on daf mem in our parak, right? We'll get to extensively. We're not really dealing with karkaos here in and of itself, just what comes out of der haga in the context of din Sheikh Kesef. The Mishnah on mem beis on beis, right? Elu dvarim she'ein shbayin alei and avadim shtaros karkaos ekdeshes v'chulei. So the third basic approach, but the first variation of it, 3A, is that we can add to that list of Fishitas Rav, Shtei Kesef. Shtei Kesef is a Nechas She'inon, is Nechasim She'inon Nishbayin Alei. Very much like Harkva. It's not a Bashvur. And as I point out, right, the Tosos basically is explicit, pointed out last time, that Ladas Rav, this is what you have, because he held for this, right, he held that according to Rav, this din, right, that Ein Nishbayin. Is it didn't mashin is bain alav, ain is bain al Sheikh Kesef, and memela has to be that it will follow the parameters of karkos, right? Just like Karkavos is mufka mishvua, so too pachav shekesef will be mufka mishvua. Therefore, it doesn't make any sense to say what the Gemara says that eid echad is excluded. Just like eid echad is not excluded for karka, right? Because it's just a din in what is a candidate to have a shvua upon it, right? Doesn't matter why there's a chiyashua, whether it's because there's an eid echad or because it makes us. It doesn't matter. The point is that it's not a candidate for shvua. And that being so, it doesn't make sense to be mechal. I could say mod mitzvahs, there's no shvuah, but eight after the ritz. So that's clearly the direction they're going. Yeah.
That have ramifications for kafatz and
ishba. So that's what we'll get to right now. Yeah. Now here within this approach that it isn't a bas shvuah, it's not a nefesh and nishba in a lane like karka. Here you can raise a question with respect to both karka and shtek esef. Again, for Tosos what's clear is these are the same boat. The question you can ask is whether what we're talking about here is that Basin doesn't administer a shvua, right, upon such an item. The Basin does not conduct a shvua dayanim upon such items. That's what we're talking about. There's no shvua over Kfir Shekos. There's no. They don't conduct a shvua upon Kfir Shekesef, right? Or do we say more than that? It's not just that they don't administer these shvuas, but rather Kfir Karkos or Kfir Shekesef is in some way not subject to being Nishvayin lane. It's not nitfas b'shvua. Right? There's no chalo shvua left. Will be nakamina. So one nakamina, this is I give you a course for, is whether or not this would be relevant for shvua b'kavim. If you say that the exclusion of karkos and potentially shekesef from nechasim shenishvayin, right, akfirasan, means simply that Bezin doesn't conduct a shvua upon these items, right, doesn't conduct a shvua sadeno upon them, so then obviously that won't have any relevance to the question of shvuas habikadon, right? Shvuas habikadon is a shvua that I take, right? I take and I say, I swear, I don't know you, you know, X or Y. So this is not a process that Basin necessarily administers. This is just something that I volunteer. It has a separate din. It's not a normal din of shvuas bitoy. If it's about shvuas mamon, so it has its own halacha, the halacha of shvuas habikadon, as we discussed at the time. So this won't have no relevance to that. You don't need the Basin. It's not a question of whether or not Basin is administering a shvua. It's a question just of, do you have a shvua because on, you have a shvua whether or not. Whereas if you think that what this means is, it isn't nitfas b'shvua, it's not just that Basin doesn't conduct such a shvua, it's that there isn't given to being a shvua akfirasa, so then it's potentially, at least, there's room to understand that this shouldn't impact shvua because, right? There's no shvua akfirasa, it's not chal upon yet, in a sense. And here, regarding what we find in Mekoros, so regarding Karkos, we find this discussed somewhat directly. The relevant sugya is the sugya that gave Mekoros for Shvua Islam and Zayin Mabez, where the Gemara notes Machlokes of Mashbia, Machlokes about somebody who is Kofer B'Mamon Sheyesh Alav Shtar. Right, a Kofer B'Mamon Sheyesh Alav Shtar, so the Gemara quotes Rabbi Yochanan saying Patvin. And then we find out that that's machlokes when they holds pater, when they holds chayiv. Now the right, and this is the shita that holds pater holds emi vein korban al kfir shibud karkos. Right, the reason that you'd be pater for shtar is because the shtar has a status of shibud karka. Right, the nechasim are mishtabdim, so that a person is effectively being kofer be karkos. Okay, we'll get to that when we get to the din of inshban al karkos. There's an extension there, there's an assumption there that you can go from Einish Ma'al Karkos to Einish Ma'al Kfir Shibud Karkos. There's an assumption, we haven't yet mentioned that, right? It's Einish Ma'al Kfir Shibud Karkos. What's the reason for that? There's Ein Mivin Korban Al Kfir Shibud Karkos. Ein Mivin Korban Al Kfir Shibud Karkos, right? So the Gemara doesn't really give much of an explanation for the Machlokes there. It does note that there's some connection, perhaps, to Machlokes or Belezer of Rabbanan regarding Karkain and Exelis. I'm going to set that aside. Rashi thinks that the link there is just simply how do you read the Psukim? Do you read the Psukim as excluding Karka or not? There are several different dinim that are discussed in those Psukim, one of which is the din of Gezel, and the other is the din of Shua. There's no logical link between these two things. It's not that if you hold Karka and Exelis, so then for that reason, that Karka and Exelis, you'll say it's not shy to have a Shua Sbikadon upon it. It's simply that if you hold Karka and Exelis, it's because you think that the Karka has been excluded from this set of Psukim. In that very set of Psukim, you also have the din of Shvu. So that's just in terms of the connection there. But what is the idea? What is the principle here? So here, both Rashi and Tosfos, one could have thought maybe this is something independent, or perhaps it is related to the fact that Kainan is zealous. Rav Chaim did think so. I'm not going to get into that now. But both Rashi and Tosfos indicate that this is based on, this is a function of the din in Shavuos Dayanim, in the parak of Shavuos Dayanim, that Einish Ban Al Rakavos, right? That Mishnah we just saw, which concerns whether, you know, case what Bezin is Mashbia, when Bezin is Mechayev Shua, so both Rashi and Tosfos indicate that that din should result in, or does result in, what we find here is a shita that ain't being carbon off your shiva karka. So there's no din shvus bikadon for karkaos. Right, Rashi says this in quite explicitly when he says in Shunta Havelei, right? Why is it that the man damar who holds anything carbon shiva al shiva karkaos holds so? He says Mishunta Havelei high star mamon shar karkaos mishibadon lo cover both cover karkaos. Okay. I can't find. Then the kind of long, come on, the Einish Ban Al Karkaos. So we say later on the Einish Ban Al Karkaos. Hold on, that's talking about whether or not we are Mechayev Shavuos Dayanim. That's not what we're discussing here. Rashi senses that, right? Rashi is aware of that. He addresses it, right? Hilchach, right? Therefore, he needs to say Hilchach, right? Given that we say that Einish Ban Al Karkaos, Hilchach. This is where he's trying to fill in, right? And therefore, even if you take the shvua, there's no din chiyu shvua lahavei l'akor. It's not exactly clear what that means, but it could very well be simply saying that, in as much as right, there's a din here that ain is bundling. What that means is not simply that Bezin doesn't conduct such a shvua, but that there is no such shvua. We don't view it as being subject to. We don't view the kfiras karkos as subject to a shvua, right? You follow? So therefore, we don't conduct it. There's no shvus of the onion, and therefore, likewise, there's no din shvus of the kadon. It's not a shvua al kfiras karkos. There's no chalos shvua al kfiras karkos has been excluded from such a din, such a parsha. Tosfos likewise also has that connection. Tosfos says, not quite as an explanation of. You know, the original din when it was first laid out, but when the Gemara seeks to find, right, support for it, so it says, I can bring you a simple support, right, which is from the Mishnah later on. So the Einish Ban Al Kfiras Shiva Karkos, in Kain, in Kan Korban. If there's no Shvu on Kfiras Shiva Karkos, there's no Korban on Kfiras Shiva Karkos. They interpreted the din in the Mishnah about Einish Ban Al Karkos to be a din that not so much that we don't conduct such shvuas, there is no such shvuah. Right, so that what emerges for Rashi Tosos is that Karka has been excluded not from the policy regarding or from a din in terms of Bezin's administering shvuas upon these things, but rather for there being shvuas upon these things. There is no shvuah, right? It's not bas shvuah, it's not subject, it's not nitzvas b'shvuah. That's with regard to Karkos. What about regard to Shekesef? If we understand that this din of Shekesef is likewise a hafka from Dvarim Shebayin, right? So then, if we can ask the same question, does that mean that it's not a bashvua, it's not nitfas or shvua? There's no shvua chalos shvua legabe these things. So there's little in the way of direct evidence. The only thing that maybe you have is the Tosfos that I pointed you to, which is on Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, right in Bava Kama. Where it's a little bit of a puzzling Tosfos. Not just a little bit, I think it's a very puzzling Tosfos. Right, the mission there is speaking simply of one of the dinim of Shavuos Bekadon. That the Hashava, that the Hagozel Benishba, Aleh Ischayev, has a din, Hagozel Shavir Shrikutu Benishba, Lo Yivachen Afra Al-Zamana. Ischayev to be. So in his Achzara, in Hashava, he's chayav to be molech achar lemada. The Gemara says that din of halacha acharav lemada, that you have to grab everything you're doing and go find him and return it to him wherever he is. That's something which is true specifically of the Hashava's gezel of a gozel v'nishba, right? Simply, right. But if you're stam a gazlan, stam gazlan doesn't have that din of halichan acharav lemada. He just simply needs to make it available but he doesn't have to go drop everything and find it. Happens to be, and that's what the Gemara says, happens to be that the Sma, I don't think anybody thought about this before the Sma, but the Sma says this, that the Sma thinks that that's only Midiraban. That's Mitokanas HaShavah. The Din D'Oraisa is the same in both cases. He thinks that HaShavah's Gzela, this is just a Derech Hager point, he thinks that HaShavah's Gzela requires Halacha for the Madai, Stamash HaShavah, not just Gezel Benishra. Either way, the Mishnah mentions that din. It also mentions the din of Karen, Bechomesh. Right? These are the unique halachas that apply to Shavuos Mikdashim. So in this context, the Mishnah, which says, HaGozel Shavir Shvei Pruta, tells us wonder what we're talking about. Gozel Shavir Shvei Pruta, V'nishbalo, so he's nishba on the Shvei Pruta, what do we mean by that? So Tosa says, Pashut, right, that what it means is, he's nishba me'atzmo, right? We're dealing here with the Shavuos Mikdashim. Right? These are dinim of Shavuos Mikdashim, and therefore, just so you know, right, even though there's a din of Ein Nishbayim, but here we're talking about not a Shavuos Mikdashim, we're just talking about the din Shavuos Mikdashim, and the din Shavuos Mikdashim you have anytime somebody volunteers their own Shavuot on Kfiras Mamon. Right, so as long as you have a Shavuot, Kfiras Mamon, right, you're going to have, that's false, you're going to have this din. So that's what they say, right, that even though we're not talking, this is something that you wouldn't be, come chai to take a Shavuot on in Bezin, that's not the relevant point here, right? Now, note that this Tosas already is l'chor l'shitasam in Shavuos, right? They basically say that this does not apply, this could not apply in Beis Din as a Shavuos of the Anu, you never be chayt to take a Shavuot. That's presumably assuming what they do, what they say in Shavuos Adav Mem, which is that, right, in our sugya, which is that the whole chiluk, the whole exclusion of Eirecha from the Din Shekesef, that was only the Shita Shmua, but the halacha that we pass in like Rav, there's no Shmua that doesn't have such a din. Because if you thought that it was only, let's say, Shavuos Mod Mixas, or let's say even Shavuos Mod Mixas, Shavuos Shomrim, where we have a requirement for Shekesef, so Hagozos Chavei Shriputu Benishvalo, very simple. There's an Eirecha. So you were chayav shvuah because the erech was made that you owe mepruta. Tos was here lichora is l'shitasam. They think that no, what we say, right, that when we say that this is excludes erech, that it's only the shita shmuel according to which, let's say, it's a din of taina. But if you hold that it's like rav, that means it's a din she'enish buying a lamb. And if that's so then you won't have any shvuos then upon apocalypse me. excuse me. The Rashash, I think, points it out correctly. Right? And the Rashash that I showed you guys last night, the Rashash on that Tosfos over there, notes this Tosfos' question is Lashitasam, that you don't have any Shvua in Beis Din upon the Pachas Shri Pruta, La Dafka, just Shvua's Mimesis, or even Shvua's Shomer, which is the Mimesis. But Tosfos then goes on to have another dais. He says, Inani, right? Now, one thing that Chaim and Asher pointed out to me is that formulation itself sounds like you must be holding like Shmuel, which in the first place doesn't make any sense, then because then everybody agrees that she's a Shmuel at least, right? There is a din of Shmuel al Pachus and Shtei Kesef, at least in Shmuel's Erech, right? So then, what was the question? So the Gilgamesh here, I think, is addressing this. The Gilgamesh here is, I don't understand the second answer, I'll just go with the first one. So in other words, what happened was, the original taina here was Shtei Kesef and a Pruta. You were kofer be Pruta, right? I'm sorry, you were modeb Pruta and kofer be Shtei Kesef. Then you subsequently, right, are nishba that, you were kofer be Pruta and then you were kofer be Shtei Kesef. You took a shvuah on the Shtei Kesef and subsequently you then say, you know what, I actually owed a pruta. So that's what we're discussing here. Right, where you took the shvuah upon the Shtei Kesef and then subsequently admitted that in fact you actually do owe the Shtei Pruta. The rest of it you don't know, but the Shtei Pruta you actually really did steal. You really do owe. So the question is, what's going on here? What's these two deos? I think the simplest thing to have understood was that the first day says, just points out, that the case of Shvei Pruta means that we're probably not discussing the din shvus of pikadon that occurs in result as a result of a shvus of dayan, because there's no shvus of dayan. Right? This wouldn't happen in Beis Din, so it's not talking about a shvus of dayan.
This is from themselves, then? It's not. It's what? There's no chi of driving this?
Right, because we're talking about shvus of pikadon. This is a din shvus of pikadon. It's not a din shvus of dayan, and Tosfos is just pointing that out. That the Mishnah, the fact that the Mishnah is speaking of this case, right, that makes sense, because it doesn't have to be Shavuos HaDeanim. Right? There's a whole Shavuos HaGadlam is anytime somebody volunteers, anytime somebody is Nishba about that they don't owe money, that's all going to be under the category of Shavuos HaGadlam. Right? It's going to have the din of Shavuos HaGadlam. And therefore, you know, when the Mishnah speaks of Gozal Shavuos HaGadlam, it's true that you never have that Shavuot be required of you in case of in Beis Din, but nonetheless, you have that din of Shavuos HaGadlam. The second day is simply saying, you know what? We could even be talking about cases where you would have a Shavuos HaDeanim. When, let's say there's an example where you the original plan was Shekesef, you were kofer on, and therefore Nishba on Shekesef, and then you turn it around and you admit that actually the Pruta, as it pertained to the Pruta, you actually was false. Right? I think that's how I understand it. Just that it should be noted that it's a little bit strange why Tosfos feels compelled to make this a case where you'd have a Shavuos HaDeanim. What is the difference? This din does not limit it to Shavuos HaDeanim cases of Shavuos HaDeanim. It's a din of Shavuos HaDeanim, period. Who cares whether or not the Mishnah, I mean, why should the Mishnah have to be talking about a case where there is a Shavuos HaDeanim? It's not talking about Shavuos HaDeanim. It's talking about the din of somebody who swears that he doesn't owe something and he does. This pasuk that it's coming from is the pasuk describing the chiyuv of Shavuos HaDeanim, right? So, why is Tosfos forcing this into the equation here? Maybe we're talking about a case of Tanu Shekesef. Who cares, right? Because then you have a Shavuos HaDeanim. Who cares about that? That's something which is bothersome. I do think it is. Not obvious why Tosfos is so bothered. I mean, the first thing Tosfos said was obviously correct. It doesn't matter whether or not there's a chiyuv shvua of Shavuos HaDeanim. We're not talking about when we're mechayev shvuas. We're talking about what happens when a person lies about something that he owes. And it doesn't matter whether or not you become chayev shvua or not a chayev shvua. Why is Tosfos talking about that? I don't know a good answer to that question. I'm not sure. Maybe Tosfos wants to find a case where, you know, this would normally happen. I'm not sure. I don't know why. The alternative would be to say, no, you know what? It is Pashut, but this din obviously does not require, you know, that we're talking about a shvua that you were nistayev in Beis Din, right? That's obvious. Every din says that, always. You know what Tosfos is saying? Is that there's no din shvua sabikadon on a shvua apostle shtekes. The Mishnah has to be talking about this inami, is the Mishnah has to be talking about a case of Tainer Shtekesef, because otherwise the din wouldn't be so. Now that's a surprising reading of Tosfos. However, just you know, as far as we're concerned, it does help. I mean, why is Tosfos need to have so that it answers? It's still I don't know if that's the way I would understand Tosfos. However, on what you know, coming from where we're discussing, that would simply be putting two and two together, meaning the Tosfos. On that mem Amar Aleph, Ar Sugya says the din sheketzel fishi does rab is a din that einish bain al nechasim, just like nechas like karkos, also pachus sheketzel regardless of karkos or not, right? The Tosfos on Lamed Zayin Shuah says that din of einish bain varm she einish bain alim is labdafka that we don't conduct the shvuah of the anam on them. It said there is no such thing as a shvuah al kfiras these nechasim, and the nafkamina for that is not just that we don't conduct shvuah of the anams. There's also no din shvuas b'gadol. So putting two and two together, right? A plus B equals C. That means that if Shekesef has that same, right, is the same kind of din as Karkos, and Karkos is telling me that it's not just that we don't conduct such shvuas on them, but they're not nitfas b'shvuah, so the same thing should be true with Shekesef. Shekesef isn't nitfas b'shvuah. Now the Rashash, right, that's what I found last night, right, the Rashash, I don't know that he read this in Tosfos, at least as far as the first answer is concerned, was very bothered by that. That was his problem. He thought he put the two and two together himself and said, listen, if you take Tosfos and Dav Mem, right, he first pointed out Tosfos here is the Shitasan that there's no Shuas Hadayanim Bishpachos Shekesef, not just that there's no Shuas Man Mitzvah. Then he says, what I don't understand is sounds like maybe he was interpreting the second day. This first, because he asked in the first opinion here at Tosos, right? They were talking about a case, a stam case, where it's Tosos Jekesef and unless it was a begadon. He says, I don't understand why that is, how that could be. Tosos on that man tells us it's like Karkaos. It's Dvaran Shein Eshpasimali. Tosos on that woman Zayin Shavuos tells us that it, that when we say that it's not Mishbanli, it means it's not Nitvas Shavuos, so that there's no Shavuos Begadon. So then that should, it really should, we should put 2 plus 2 equals 4. So then Kesef, Shei Kesef, Pasul Shei Kesef should also not be subject to Shavuos, Din Shavuos Begadon. Right? You guys saw that? Everybody see that Rosh Hashanah? That's exactly the question he asked. Right? And one could say, maybe that's where the second answer of Tosfos is coming in. Inami, you know what? It's not just that there's no Shavuos Adayanin, there's also no Shavuos Abikazun there. Because it's like, it's not Nitvas Shavuos, and therefore we need to come out in case together. Does anybody have, I had trouble finding the Rosh Hashanah last night. Oh, here we go. Oh, look at that helpful arrow. I discovered last night you can do that on the, in the picture program of iPhone. Yeah. New things every day, right? So he says, which I'm going to show the service on. So he says, what?
It's not
going to
matter.
No? He's already got it all. The Kashli, the Hakamilan, right? The cover, he quotes this first answer to Tosos, right? And he says, Kashli, the Hakamilan, the cover, Shah, Padmi Korban, Mishin Dabala, Yeshiva Karkos, right? The Ain Nibin Korban, Kushar, Karkos, Pierce Rashi, the Kamilan, the Ainish Boyan, Akar Kos, Hilchak, Yeshabi, Nami, and the Yeshua, by Antrim, Tosos, the Master, Masnisin, right? Tosos also says this, right? He links it. Right? And Kane, who I didn't, Apostle, me base Kesef, the Hatarvayu, near. But then he notes that that's only if you actually take, you know, the that's only if you agree regarding Karkaos. You only have the question if you regarding Karkaos. Okay, so basically what we can say is maybe that's actually the second day there. Tosos is no, there's only a din shavuos begadon, just like only a din shavuos begadon. There's no din shavuos begadon bekarka. There's no din shavuos begadon bebalos shekes. Right. Ankan the 3a, which is the idea that it's a din shenichasim shenishbayin lein lekarka. Either right, that means let's say 3a1, right, is that it's not nidvas, or let's say 3a1, it's not, we don't conduct shavuos on these matters. Basin doesn't do shavuos as the anus with regard to these things. It's been excluded from that. Or it's not even just that we don't do it. It's there's no chalosh shavuos upon such things. It's not nitzvah shua, nafkina with regard to shua. Derech aga, one can also wonder. I haven't seen anybody discuss this, but I think it's worthy of raising the question. Maybe we won't go so far as to say that, let's say 3a1, right? That it, or sorry, 3a2 now, right? That it undermines shua's bikadon. But let's say, what about the following? Let's say you have a case where you take a shua, you volunteer a shua. I don't know any shua on through Karos. Lamanda Amar. Kavetz Minishba Yatza, right, against Rav Hanan, like the Shita of the Ramban, right, that Kavetz Minishba, you won't then be, right, even before you became Chayiv, if you take the Shvua, you won't then subsequently have to take it again, should there become a Chayiv after that, you know, should Bezin then adjudicate the case of me, they won't be Chayiv to take the Shvua again. Kavetz Minishba Yatza. What about if you were to then subsequently become Chayiv over Kavetz? How could that be? So this, I think the simple thing is based on the din and the seifa of the Mishnah, of the first Mishnah in the Perek, which is that there's a din of Gilgul Shvuah. Zoki kines and achasim sheyesh alein she'in lehem afrayos im anachasim sheyesh lehem afrayos. Which means that if I claim that you owe me money, metaltalin, or that piece of, let's say, something that you have in your possession is mine, and you become chayav shvuah, let's say there's a hadav mitzvah about it, right? And I also say that you owe me karka. So the din in that case is you have to be Magog Lashua. If one can ask, would you if he had already prior to that volunteered a Shua that he's not Chayav on the Karkos, right? I mentioned the Karka case prior to this to him. He said, I don't owe you the Karka to you, and I'll swear that's the case, and he does. Right? Subsequently, Reuven comes to Bezin and says that Shimon owes me not only the karka that you know, I mentioned him, but now he owes me also a para, and it's a situation in which you'd be chai for that, to take a shavua upon that, we had to be megagos on the karkavos. The fish he does the tosvos, I think that would be a similar sign. Okay? But those are, that's all 3A, that it's not really nitzvah shavua. Yeah?
Meaning he'll be a safek in a case of pachas mishne test, you say, meaning whether the gilgul will...
I think about karka, and I think likewise about pachas mishne test, correct. Right, pasuk shekesef. If I then have another additional amount separately from a different maisa, so we say, I think there is, it is clear. You would at least say megalgin shvua a pasuk shekesef. See no reason why it shouldn't be. So would you say about that that you have to, that in this case where he volunteered the shvua beforehand, that he's not chayav? Again, the shita of omrim that covers the nishra generally works, because then the question becomes: so is it a din that we don't conduct shvuas? Right, so we didn't. We won't conduct it. That's fine. But it exists. He had it. He ordered to the shvua sheino chayiv is that, or is it a din that it's not nisvos? Okay, I think that a slight variation is 3B, but a slight variation which has a significant payoff, which is to say, it's not so much that we don't. It's certainly not that it's not nisvos shvua. It's also not even that we don't conduct shvua sedanim about such things. It's not excluded from what we take shvua sedanim upon. Rather, we're not mechayiv shvuas adayanim in these cases. We don't impose a shvuas adayanim in these cases. But in Echinami, there could be a situation in which we do administer them. And that is if the guy opts for it. Right? He himself knows we are not going to force somebody to take a shvuah upon such a thing. To force somebody to take a shvuah upon a certain amount of money, that we're not going to do. We're not going to insist on a shvuah unless it's a significant sum. So that's the din. It's a din in what we insist upon a few being mechayiv shvuah, mechayiv a bal din bal parfa. We're only willing to put the, you know, to put it to that, you know, put the person to the shvuah willy nilly, regardless of what his own of what he wants to do. We're not mechayiv a shvuah. We're not forced upon a shvuah upon an idon, upon a bal din, unless it's a really significant sum. That's the nature of this din.
Something that in 3A1?
So the difference is, well, what if he wants to on his own? Not because, let's say, even that he just happens to want to. But let's say, what if... What did you guys see in the Ravid? Ravid, right? Machlokas, Ravid, and the Rambam. About, and Rambam, I should say, versus Ravid and his Rebosa. Rama's Rabosa, about Nishbam Vinotel, right? Nishbam Vinotel, says the Rama, requires Shekesef. You're only going to be Nishbam Vinotel in the case of Shekesef. And the Ravid thinks, like the Rabosa of Rama, that's not true. And he gives two reasons why, right? We'll analyze this more in depth when we get to the issue of Shosarabana, but for now, I'll just point out, he says, number one, that this leaves somebody with, what are you going to do? It sounds like it's a practical one, but as I was explaining to you guys, that basically, the argument is that the Ravid saying here is that the Rambam, the Zakana leaves people with. There was a reason we were mitakin shvuas sefir, and basically, according to the Rambam, it doesn't cover people whose wages, whose ability to work, whose labor warrants only wages that are possible to shake esa. He's got no recourse. What's he supposed to do now? If you tell him if you tell the employer he has to hire him for more, he's not going to, because it's not worth that. The only thing he can find is positive shekesef. He's never going to be able to be, right, so your shvua doesn't help him. So that was one issue. But the Rabbi then says, and moreover, the Rambam's a suggestion that we should paskin that you need shekesef, because after all, right, what did the Rambam say? After all, you see that with regard to what? Shvua's derabanan, does the Gemara say you need shekesef? Right, the category being the Nishbain below Taina. Right, the Nishbain below Taina, the Gemara says explicitly requires Shekesef. So the Rambam says, therefore you see, you require Shekesef if Shuas a Mishnah. Right? And the Rambam says, the Dimion that you were Medama isn't a Dimion. Why? There's a huge difference if it's Nishbain min Otlin versus Nishbain min Iftar. Why, says the Rambam? Because if it's Nishbain min Otlin, what's the explanation he gives?
It's not a few.
It's something he wants. He says he wants to do it on his own. This is not a korcho. All right? He says, "Vadimion, about dimion shadima, valim which lama minaj bain b'tayin savek shetzuk lo kfir shekesef and lo dimion kal." She said, "Nishba li pater, v'akorcho nishba." This is when we're insisting to take a shvua, and if not, he's going to be chayav, right? So as far as that's concerned, we don't do that. We don't make you take a shvua to be pater. We don't impose a shvua on you. Which b'pachus shekesef. But does that? But if the guy avak, right? But if the guy v'zesh nishba lido midaita hu nishba, they litol. This is a person on his own wants to take the initiative to take the shvua. So that there's no din shekesef. Meaning, I mean, the rabbi is assuming here that what? It's not that there's a din that we there's no such thing as shvua al shekesef. It's also not a din, right? It's also not a din that we don't conduct shvuos adayanim on pachas shekesef, because if that were true, then it wouldn't make a difference what the rabbi said. Who cares if he's rotze, not rotze, al korcho, not al korcho? We don't have such things. We don't do these shvuos. Rather, says rabbi, must be the rabbi is assuming that what's the din of einish buying al pachas shekesef? It's a kind of an einish buying al pachas shekesef. But the din is what? It's that we do not impose al korchecha a shvua of pachas shekesef. We're only willing. We only impose a chiyuv, only machriach somebody to take a shvua if it's on a significant sum. So then you want to keep that amount of money, you got to take a shvua. If you want to keep a trivial amount, so then Bezin does not impose the shvua. This is how we're understanding the Torah's instruction of shekesef. If you want to keep a trivial amount, okay, so you can get away with it. But if you want to keep a significant sum, no, then you got to take a shvua. So we're not willing to impose a shvua unless it's pachas shekesef. But there's no problem with conducting a shvua sapik a dayanim al pachas shekesef. It's not like you can't do it. It's just that we don't impose it upon somebody. We don't make him do it. So in the case of nishbam in notlin, it's totally on shayach. The case of nishbam in notlin, who wrote that lito? He wants to take the shvua. It's an advantage to take the shvua. Basin doesn't need to impose it upon him, right? So that would be an afgamino in terms of dinim derabanan, right? And if you take the idea that we don't conduct such shvuos, it's just not shayach, it's not within the context of the shvuos of the end, we don't do such shvuos on pachas shekesef. So then, Sam, right? Then the rabbi's point here is not sustainable. Who cares? Rotze, ina rotze, al korcho, non al korcho, what's the difference? We don't conduct such shvuos. There are no shvuos derabanan, shvuos hadayanim. We do not administer shvuos upon pachas shekesef. Specifically, right, so 3A1 would be out.
No, but that's about administering, not about allowing. I mean, someone misunderstanding what you mean by
administering. Yeah.
I mean, I don't understand the difference between when you use the lashon imposing and administering. I don't understand the difference.
Imposing means that we make you take the shua.
And what's 3A1?
3A1 means we participate in the shua. We enable a shua. We allow for a shua. We conduct a shua. I don't know. Uh-huh. We produce a shua. Shua Zayan.
They wouldn't even do that. I mean,
right. Remember, these shuas are even if you say Bi'atva, it was worse. It's Aldas Bezin, right? These are shuas of Bezin.
Bezin's facilitating them. So Bezin's facilitating.
It's a shua Adatam. It's a shua that perhaps requires their being mashpia. Even if it's not, it's a shua Adatam. It's a shua Sadegan. Right. So we don't do that. There are no shua. We don't.
That's the real one. And this one is that we don't force that, but it's.
We're not willing to make you take a shua, otherwise you lose.
So that's why I didn't understand what the word do, but I guess now that's a clear difference.
Yeah, you follow? So then you can understand what the rabbi is saying. What do you mean? You're going to tell me that this din shekesef applies to the nishbaim? It applies to the nishbaim below taina because those are nishbaim miniftarim. So we're not going to make somebody lose. We're not going to make somebody lose money. We're not going to make somebody take a shvua in order to keep his money if it's a trivial amount. So that's true. That's what we learned from the din shekesef. And that's true even if you think, right, that's true even if shvua is derabanan. But what is the relevance of that? So the nishbam in notal, it's not that we're saying we're not going to make you lose. We're not enabling you to do something that you want to do, which is be notal. If the halacha is you can take a shvua and be notal, so he's going to want to take a shvua, then whether or not it's shekesef, it doesn't matter, because he wants to take the shvua. That's what the rabbi says. So I'm just saying that I think that reflects the third, right, or I'm calling the 3B, right, approach, which is that ein nishbanla means that ein mechayven lishava akorcho. We don't insist that you take the shvua to back up your claim unless it's a significant sum. Okay, so that's a din in insisting that he take it, right? When he prefers not to, but then that's not going to be shayach for nishba minotlin. If the shvua is necessary for you to win, right? So then, of course, there is no such thing. We don't have to insist upon it. You're going to insist upon it, right? Now, what? But I think that the I'm bringing this up now as a major approach, because that in specifically because I think that the nafkin is not only simply going to be potentially on the Derban level, but I think this provides also a potential route to explain on a Deraisa level why it might apply, why the din might exclude certain things. In particular, what I mean by that is you can explain, I think, the chilek then between Teshuvas from the Mitzvahs and Shvuas Edefek. This provides for that. If you held that the din was we don't conduct the Shvuah, and Kavachomer, if the din is that there's just no such thing as there's no Shvuah Chal upon Kfiris, this kind of moment, right? If you take either of those views, so then I think, like we said, right, that'll be something which would that'll be something which has to apply universally, like Tosos does apply universally, right? Like they say, if it's like English Bun Lager Kos, which means either one of those two things, so then it's got to be universal. But with this slight adjustment, it's not that we are not conducting shvuas. Certainly not that there's no such thing as a chalo shvua the kiras mamon zed. But rather, we don't insist upon the shvuah. We're not mechayev the shvuah akorchecha. We don't insist that you take a shvuah unless it's a really significant amount. So then you can explain, perhaps. Then there's room to explain the shita, let's say, rov rishonim, that this gemara, when it says that we exclude eid echad, and there's no din shekes of eid echad, that's the kulayama. That's even the shita's rav. And I think the way we'd explain this is as follows: that here you need to get into a basic question. More general question, it's a fundamental hakira regarding the relationship between the chi of shvua on the one hand and the conditions under which there is, the chi of shvua on the one hand and chovas mama, right, the chi of mama. The chi of mama that comes to fruition is manifest if he says, I don't want to take a shvua, or if he's ain't no yachal lishav, let's say. Right? What is the relationship between the chi of shvua and your being chayv mama in that situation? So here I think there are two extremes. There's a third option which we can ignore for our purposes. Two extremes, and the first is to say that what we have here are two entirely distinct stages, two entirely distinct chiyuvim that Beis Din imposes. The first stage is a chiyuv shvuah. Beis Din simply is mechayev you to take a shvuah, right? In the event that eino rotz leishav, or that he admits that I actually owe the money, or perhaps even in some cases of eino yachal, depending on what you hold about mitoch, we'll get to it some other time, then the situation changes. Then Beis Din moves to another stage where they're just mechayev the mom. That's how that works, right? Ein rotz leishava. So let's say you say I owe money. So Beis Din then becomes paskins that you're chayev mom, based on what you said, based on the fact that you weren't willing to take a shvua. It moves, it alters, it changes direction to go to a second stage. That's the nature of it. So the chiyuv shvua is simply just a chiyuv shvua, not a chiyuv mamon at all. There's no mamon. There's no basis for a chiyuv mamon, and there isn't a chiyuv mamon. The alternative extreme, the second option, is to say that no, really, what Beis Din's mechayev here is mamon. Elamai, it's just that isn't inevitable, right? In the case, in these cases, in the case of Beis Din's mechayev mamon here, it's not that it's a conclusive, inevitable chovas mamon willy nilly. It's a chovas mamon, but there's an escape hatch. What's the escape hatch? Shvua. If you take a shvua to undermine the evidence kinegdecha, so that'll prevent you from being chayv. There's a chovas mamon, but you can present contradictory evidence in the form of a shvua. That'll enable you to escape the chiyuv mamon. One simple nafkamina, just the sabras ozin, is ashrojit nesivas, right? At what point is there a shibud nechasim upon the nichse ha nitla? I showed you guys that Shitas and Nesivos is one Nafkimino might be for Yorshim, right? And what was the Nesivos' Shita about this? Nesivos held that it's Mishas Chiyav HaShvua. When Beis Din is Mechayiv the Shvua, so at that point Nishad the Nechas, such that, let's say, a case where there's a Toim and Nitan, and the Nitan is, and let's say, as an example, it's a case of Motiv Mitzvahs, the guy says, I only owe 50, right? And Beis Din says, okay, you're chayv a shvua, and then the guy dies. So the Nesivos' opinion is, in that case, the Yorshim are chayv mamon. Why? Because the Nechasim were nishtabdu to the Yechov already. What do you mean? He was only chayv a shvua? So, apparently no. It was fundamentally chayv mamon. The shvuah would have undermined it. The shvuah would have reversed it. You can't take the shvuah. Right? The yorshim aren't able to take the shvuah. They don't know if the shvuah. They can't. They don't know about it. Right. So therefore, there's no ability to take the shvuah. So if you don't have a shvuah, there's a chobas mamon from the time of the chiyuv shvuah. Follow? Right. So basically, in other words, what we're saying when a basin is mechayv the shvuah, what we're saying is you're chayav to your chayav mamon. Elamai, you can take a shvuah to get out of it. That's what the chiyuv shvuah really, legally speaking, boils down to. It's chiyuv mamon, but you have the ability to get out of it if you take a shvuah. And if, in as much as that's so, the nechasim are nishtabdim, the moment the basin is mechayv the shvuah, and subsequently, right? If let's say the shvuah becomes impossible, for instance, the nitva who could have taken it would die, this is going to be a chiyuv upon the yorshim, just like if Bezin had been a chayav imam, right? That's just one potential nafkamina. And here I think it makes a lot of sense to say, there's a lot of sense to say, to consider the possibility that here yesh chalek between shvuah and zaraisa. At the very least, when it comes to shvuah, one that makes us. So what do we have? Safek kol. We have evidence of chayav. We have suspicion. We have red flags. Right, the guy, he's one of the niggas. We know anything about his what he's saying not true. Not really. It's just right. Let's take the standard way it's understood. Right. Again, according to the Ramban, this is that understanding the Ramban. This is exactly what and the Ravid held us right. This is exactly what the Gemara is saying. Right. Your name Amar Torah. This is what the Gemara is responding to. Even if you don't, again, if you don't read the Gemara that way, it'll still be true. That it's based on the fact that a person who is mud to mix us, so that's a kind of, we can easily see somebody who is chayav claiming and being okay and comfortable with it. We can see, you don't have to be pathological to be chayav and be mud to mix us. You have to be pathological to be chayav and say, I don't know anything, but it's very reasonable that a decent person could you know, feel pressure not to have to pay the whole money. He's never going to just go for mix us, so hadam mix us. It's a claim that's easily given to. It's an easy way out for a decent person who's not ready to pay. So therefore, the Torah says, Rahmana Shavua Alav. Let's see. So what we have, Safek Kol, is grounds to suspect, suspicion. So the Torah in that case says, okay, so make the Tekeshua. He's Chayav Shavua. He's Chayav Mama? There's no Raya to be Chayav Mama. We don't know. We think there's enough to suspect. So we don't. The Torah doesn't dismiss the case. That's what we have. But to say that he's chayav mamon, no. But when it comes to Eid Echad, perhaps we'll say, that isn't true. When it comes to Eid Echad, so here, and this is exactly how we will interpret the Gemara, right? What that means is, in Eid Echad is evidence for what? For a chayav mamon. The difference is that it's a chayav mamon, unlike a Shnei Edim, who establish a matter conclusively, right? There's no, it's inevitable, there's nothing you do about it. They establish a matter, that's it. Eid Echad is mechayev mamon, but it's not impregnable. You can defeat with a response. If you bring some credibility to your response, you can actually undermine the eidus against you and be machish the Eid Echad with the shvuah, and that'll be sufficient to prevent us being mechayev. So the Eid Echad is actually really on a fundamental level mechayev mamon. Elamai, it's a chayev mamon, which isn't inevitable. You can contradict it with a shvuah, right? And I think that you can view this as reflected in several contexts. The first and foremost is in the Havanina of the Gemara in Shavuos regarding Shavuos Ha'edus with Eid Echad. Right? What did the Gemara present? The Gemara says, Yom HaFokas Shavuos Ha'edus Mashpi Eid Echad. Right? So, is he Chayav Shavuos Ha'edus? What does the Gemara say? Yom HaFokas, right? One man number holds a Shavuos Eid Echad. He takes a Shavuos that he doesn't know anything. So, is there a Din Shavuos Ha'edus? One day? You can't get this answer wrong, this is the focus, right? Yes, there is, right? Chadomar is chayav. And what's the other Deah? No. Deah says no is obvious. You're only chayav, we trust at the time. Shavuos Eidos is a din. If you know Eidos, which is mechayev as mamon, which carries weight of being mamon, right? If you know Eidos, that would be mechayev, the person, the nitva mamon, and the Tovei asks you to testify, you don't. So then your chayiv shvuas, then your chayiv shvuas edus. Then we have a special parsha of shvuas edus. If it is not edus which would be mechayiv mamon, so you don't have such a din, right? It's the mishnah only on tviyas mamon, only on a tviya on an tovei, something that would be mechayiv mamon. So the man damer holds pater we get eid echad is mechayiv mamon. But what about the man damer holds chayiv? So the gemara gives an explanation that what's the machlokas here? Erecha l'shvua asya or l'mamona asya? Shvua asya, I understand. What does that mean, l'mamona asya? So, in theory, one could say, well, when, maybe this day it holds. The Gemara is thinking, maybe this day it holds. It shvus that an erecha is mechay mam. That's a pretty astonishing shita, right? As you guys pointed out. You have another pasuk, erecha, right? You have a pasuk, it says, explicitly, apishnayim eid miyachim dabar. It's mamon. That's talking about mamon. Apishnayim eid miyachim dabar. So you're saying, erecha has come to mamon, he's mechay mamon? Right? Is he cholik on our Gemara over here, right? That erecha, right, come the shvua, not the mamon?
Rashi.
Well, we'll get to Rashi. You want to say that Rashi's saying that? That he interprets it differently? Okay, it's possible. It's a huge tradition. What do you do with the other pasuk?
I don't know.
Oh, so we'll come back to that.
Seems like a new dress,
but the problem isn't just that it's... maybe you could say that you know what Rashi's saying? This day it disagrees with the drasha here in our Gemara. He thinks that it's come the mamon. Problem, what do you do with Eidach? Well, I'll be trying to make another note. So I'll get back to that. But I think the simplest way to understand it before you look in Rashi is...
Like Rashi says, that two Edom can only be...
But Abishnayim Edom Yachim Dover is in the context of Mamon.
That's true.
We say Dover, Dover, Mi Mamon. Let's say, for instance, Tzmatzah Be'erbaz Dover. I want to say that it sounds like it's all about Mamon. So, it's a big chiddush. It's possible maybe to say that. But I think the alternative, and we'll get to Rashi in a second. The simplest way to understand the Shita, though, I think clearly would be if we take the Havim the Gemara... as understanding precisely, this is the most elegant explanation. I'm not saying it's mukrach, but the most elegant explanation is that the sheet that holds the mamonos is precisely this point. What he's saying is that the shvua, the erechad, is mechayiv, really, fundamentally, is mechayiv mamon. The shvua is just the fact that it's not conclusive in the sense that there's something you can do to undermine the edus kinegdecha. If you take a shvua, you can be machash ed and we won't be mechayiv mamon. But the erechad itself is actually mechayiv mamon. Right? Follow?
I think he's Mechayim Mamon in place of the Shua, or is Mechayim Mamon as a separate
Chiyah? He's fundamentally Mechayim Mamon. It's just that it's the Chiyah Mamon which is able to be undermined.
By a Shua.
You can contradict him, and then we'll say that's what?
I think that's also a bit of Chiddush to be the Gemara that way. Why is that any less of a Chiddush than say that Erechot in general is Mechayim Mamon?
Because you have sukkim, I'll be shining.
No, I understand that, but I'm saying it's still
in Eidach. I mean, because this undermines all shots. You need Shneidim to be Mechayim Mamon.
So this reading is also Docha. Like, it's not.
Meaning, why is Docha?
It says that Eidach Lamamona Asi. You're saying Mamona really means Mamon, a Chi of Mamon in contrast to a Chi of Shua.
No. What it means is that fundamentally the chiyuv is really not a chiyuv to take a shvua. It's really a chiyuv to pay mamon, except that you have the ability to get out of it with a shvua. So if you say that, so then you can understand that the erechad does have edus of mechayiv mamon. Lemaisa, you can get around that because he's not strong enough to withstand other things that you could do in response, namely a shvua. But he is on his own creating a basis for chiyuv mamon, right? Right, and therefore, in as much as that's the case, so therefore, it's enough to be mechayiv and meshua zaydis. And coming now to your within this framework, coming now to your point about Rashi, your Rashi, right? Now I agree with you. It's an interesting challenging Rashi. Rashi seems to be saying something like, well, maybe this sheet holds that actually is mechayiv mamon kamhu l'mamon. I think that because though that first of all lo shamanu this day I mean these are tonight, but this is an ancient this drasha lo yok meyachol chol amachachatas avar kamu l'shvua right the mamon diyakam avar kamu l'shvua that's in the sifra I believe. Moreover, as I said, I think the more serious problem is it says that apishnayim meidim yakum davar. So Rashi doesn't tell you what do you do with that pasuk, even if it's true that he does something with it. He's making that pasuk on some other, right? He doesn't say. I think the simplest way to understand it is in line within this framework of what we're saying now, and I think what we would say is very simple, which is that what Rashi is saying is that this shita understands. One second. That what we mean by kamhu l'mamon, what that means is not that it's mechayiv mamon, but that the kima l'shvua is really, at base, a din kima l'mamon. He's come the mammon. He's fundamentally mechayev mammon. Elamai. We have a separate pasuk. It says al pishnayim midim yakum davar. What does that mean? It means that to settle the matter definitively, to be making davar, right, in a way that right is final, you need shnei edim. It says it explicitly. Al pishnayim midim yakum davar. So what this drasha is saying is that in eid echad lo yakum eid echad lishu cholav and lochachatas. He's not come at all. Lochalav and lochachatas. Pudein will come. He's nothing when it comes to Makos Ve'onshin, Onshay Aguf. He is come the mama. He is come the mama. In what way is that manifest? He can't say, this is the unsafe part of Rashi, he can't say that it means he's Mechai Mamon. The Maisa, there's another Pasuk. He's come the mama. The Chir Shvua, this is working hand in hand with the Drasha that we have in our daf, right? The Chir Shvua, the come Hul Shvua, is really a din, ultimately, it being come the mama. He's not excluded from mammon from this pasuk. Apparently, it's only the cholav and lochatas that he's not come. Apparently, he is come the mammon. How is that? What do you mean by that? Isn't it true that only apishnayim edim yakum davar? Yes, it's only conclusive as a final, inevitable make mekayim hadavar if you have shnei edim. The edef that's come the mammon is manifest in the fact that his come the mammon is able to be undone. It's able to be contradicted. He's come the mammon. He establishes that there's a chi of mammon, but it isn't mekayim davar. It's not. That's it. That's the matter. So what? What's the way? You can undermine with the shvua. That's how he's explaining the din of kamu. The shvua is really that it's just the way that the kima le mammon, right? It's really a kima le mammon, and it's just that, right?
Why does he have to reinterpret the drasha?
My argument is this is he's not reinterpreting the drasha. He's not reinterpreting it. He's simply calling attention to the fact that kamu that in other words, I think what this is my understanding, my suggestion, is that what Rashi might be saying here is right that when it says l'chol avin l'chol chatas aval kamu l'shmua, you have to understand what that means. It's not true. It says l'chol avin l'chol chatas hu de'enu kam. What is avon b'chatas? Avon b'chatas is that mammon? Really? I mean, if I say when I gave the money back, you know, you lent money to me, and I say that, you know, I gave the money back to your daughter, and you say, okay, but you didn't give back to me. I said, well, I give it back to your daughter. That should be good enough. So we come to court, and the court paskins one or the other based on what the law is. Is there any avon or chatas here? So do you need to have the zeman for that? So the answer. So what he's saying is yes, he's come the mammon. It's only the chol avonot chatas who deino kam. He's come the mammon. The chi of shvua is simply the manifestation of his come the mammon. And why is that? Because there's another pasuk. Al pishnayim midim yakum davar. It can't be that he establishes the matter willy nilly. That's it. That's the psak. He's chai mammon. So it comes out as he's come l'shvua. The kim l'shvua is simply the result of the fact that he's come the mammon. But it can't be that he's actually making davar. Because that's only if it's shnei edim. He's not enough on his own to be making davar. What does that mean? In what way does it manifest? You can take a shvua and you'll undermine the kima. That's how I'm interpreting. He's explaining what kama shvua is. It's not that you go from avon b'chatos to shvua. Avon b'chatos doesn't speak about mammon. Shvua is a manifestation, right, of the fact that he's come the mammon. It's only that he's only not come. Right? It's not an eid echad is not mechayiv malchus just that we have the possibility. No, he's nothing regarding malchus and unction. That's what the pasuk is saying. He doesn't get onto the pedestal. When it comes to mammon, he is come. He's mechayev, and we get him saying his edus is mechayev mammon. Except that it can't be that it's making davar because abi shnayim made the davar. It's only when it's shnayim made you say that's it, story over, you're done. So must be that he's come the mammon, but you can undermine him. Bishul. Right? I think that's the best way to understand Rashi. That way you wouldn't be revolutionizing all Shas and half of Torah. Well, not half. It's two times the Pasuk says, I'm always shining in the Shnei the other day. So that's number one. Again, I think there's another way to understand it, but this is, I think, a very elegant way to take it. Another potential manifestation, but then we have the question, well, what's the other day in the Gemara? And this is how we pass it. We pass it in Eid Echad, it's not Chai B'Shvua Zedus. So one could say, well, maybe that's because we don't agree with this. We think that it isn't true. The Eid Echad is come not with Mammon. He has no ability to Mechayev Mammon, just like he has no ability to Mechayev Onshin. Rather, what? he's mechayev a shvuah. Happens to be there's a separate din if you don't take the shvuah, so then in the end, based on whatever other reason, the penalty or whatever, well, then we'll pass it to chayev amud. But the eid after himself is only mechayev a shvuah. Alternatively, you could say, even if we agree that fundamentally he's chayev mamon, but you had the option, the escape hatch of undermining him and contradicting him to shvua, but that's enough already that it won't enable the din of shvua's eidus requires lemaisa, that you're actually in the chayev mamon. That's my focus, Rishonim, in certain perspectives. The Rashba thinks that a psul d'rabanan, Tosos thinks that there's a din shvuas eidus with somebody who's possibly d'rabanan because minatori, he's an eid kasher. The Rashba thinks that can't be that if he's only possible d'rabanan lemaisa, he's not mechayev mamon. So there can't be a din shvuas eidus minatori even. The din minatori is that a person's, if he would be megid in a way that would be mechayev mamon, so if he's not mechayev mamon for whatever reason, it could be a reason that the d'rabanan came along. So the Rashba says, this is a whole separate Torah, but the Rashba says it must be, and this is the chiddush of the Rashba, that an eid who's pasul only the Rabbanan enables tefisa, it's an akmina for tefisa. Okay, that's a whole different ballgame. But something about, like that could be relevant here as well. Another manifestation, though, another nakamina that where this might be reflected, right? So the assumption then is that it is possible to say that he is chai mamon, it's just that you have the ability to get out of the shvua. I think that another potential manifestation of this is the Tosos and Malkus regarding Shinis or Biyasi, right? The Gemara, the Mishnah presents Machlokas. So we say, just like if I have two Eidim, right, and one of them is Pasul, so we say that it's Batel the Eidus, because, why? You don't have the necessary Eidus, right? You need two. So two, three, also Pasul. Three, one of them is Pasul, you also Pasul. It forms a cat. And the cut is contaminated, and one of them is puzzle, it throws out the entire cut. Biosi says it's not true of Eidus Mamon. He does not explain. Rashi's suggestion is, you guys saw it? Right, Vitsiloa Eidus. It's a din Vitsiloa Eidus. When it comes to Nefashos, and it's really this din sort of unnatural, the fact that we go with it, in a sense, is because we have a din. We try to put our thumbs right in Halacha. The Bazin tries to put the thumbs on the scale to pop the Tzilo Eid. Okay, that's an interesting application of the notion of the Tzilo Eid. Tosos provide a different explanation. Tosos say, basically, the lungs of what they're saying is that when it comes to Nefashos, in Eid Echad, there's nothing. He has no stature. There's no connection between him and the Tzilo Nefashos. It's not a Kachal Shnei Eidin. And therefore, inasmuch as right, the Eid Echad has zero stature, and it's only the unit comprised of the Shnei Eidim. So we understand that the Eidus B'Nefashos is a unit, right, comprised of several people, but is a unit. And therefore, if one of that is Pasul, he's contaminated the whole unit, right? If the unit is Pasul, it's comprised of people, some of whom are Pasulim, so then the unit is contaminated, it's Pasul. Whereas when it comes to Dinei Mamonos, it isn't true, because when it comes to Dinei Mamonos, says Tosos, understanding of Yossi, right? An Eid Echad is totally viable. An Eid Echad is totally valid. What do you mean? How do you know that? So you could have argued, well, maybe you know that from various other halachos. Tosos say, how do I know that? Why? Because in Zini Mechayev Shvuah. Now, if you understood, I'm not saying it's possible, but if you understood that the Eid Echad is just enough to, let's say, throw up some flags here, and Bazin, therefore, in response, Mechayev, he says, you know, let's get him to confirm it, Mechayev Shvuah. Is that evidence that he has any stature regarding Chiyav Mamo? No, it's when he says afterwards, you know what, I don't want to take Shvuah, I actually really am Chayev. He's Modav, that's what's Mechayev Mamo. The Eid Echad has nothing to do with the Mamo. Alright, so then, if that's true, right, there would be no ability to prove anything about the stature of an Eid Echad, just from the fact that Mechayev Shvuah. Mechayev Shvuah is not Mechayev Mamo. Shvuah is not Mamo. If you think, though, that in the case of Eid Echad, Shvuah is Mamon, really, the Shvuah is to get out of the Chiyav Mamon. The Chiyav Mamon is what he's Chayav. The Shvuah is, I need to contradict you in order to not be Chayav Mamon. Because, in fact, the Eid Echad is Mechayav Mamon fundamentally, and I just that I can get over it with a Shvuah. So then you can say, oh, so you see that an Eid Echad has an individual stature in Eidus Mamon. You don't need to view it that there's sort of a unit comprised of just, you know, individual members, but it's the unit as a whole. Rather, you can view Eid Echad, and every Eid has a stature on its own. It's just the accumulation of a number of them that is Mechayiv, And therefore, as long as you get 2 in the end, 1 plus 1 is also will be fine. That gets into broader questions of Dini Mamonos, Dini Fajos, and the nature of Kat, which I don't want to get into now. What's relevant for us is just that the riot that Tosfos thinks is proves that Eidef has stature on his own individually, and therefore, again, would be in the context of the Sugi there, would explain why you don't need to the Kat, you don't view the Kat as being sort of an organic unit comprised of, you know, some of the parts, more than some of its parts. But the riot that he brings is Shua, that this is quite understandable then, if you view it this way. And I showed you as well, just for one third enough, I sent you guys to look at the Rashi Shans. Right, basically you have Machlokas two deos there, the Rashi Shans, one which Shosa says and the other which the Rash adds, about whether the Nitva in a case, there's an Eid Echad who's Ba Kenegdi, and he says that I'm Chai Mamon, so if I then, right, say, you know what, any road to the Shav I'll pay, so is in a case where the Mamon would be Knas, would you be Padre in that case? Do we say that Mother be Knas Padre? Now, is that the Eid Echad basically is Ba, and the Chiv though is a Chiv Knas, not Mamon, right? And what we say is that the guy, the only basis to be mechayiv him mamon in that case is the fact that he says I'm not going to take a shvuah, rather harini mishalim, I'll just pay, right? So is that something which would be have the din of whether we can have profit?
I understand that Eidachad's coming to
Eidachad says I'm mechayiv you that you owe this person that you're chayiv really a knas.
So don't we say that mordechai's father only applies when? But you're the one giving the information to begin with, not responding to a claim.
What do you mean? No, hold on. No,
that's
what
it has
no, to the opposite. You're saying, let's say if I come to Bezim and say you owe me the money, and it's within Knas, and I say you're right. That's the classic din of Hodazwal. That's the classic din of Hodazwal. There is a question if Kidma Hodalafia, whether or not it's even Kha. Most of them think that it's Kha, but the Arbitrum think that it has to be that. If I volunteer the information first, and
No.
Maybe you're thinking of Machogas and Maruba Bitus of the Aiden. Let's say he does it out of suspicion that there are Shnei Aiden that are coming to get him. That's a Machogas. But or there's also Machogas Mod Bikas Afka Bali.
That's
Shnei
Aiden, right?
Shnei.
Right.
Yeah. So, because in the end, you don't need his Hadah to have him Machaybe. So, what do you say? That's a different question. But, no. It happens to be that the Rishonim will see them all more in our parak.
If they didn't come in your moda, you're still your chai.
If you have Shnei, then the Hodah is not irrelevant.
That's what I was
talking about. That's not Hodah's Baba, that's Shnei.
But this is the context of Eid Echad.
But this is Eid Echad.
Okay, fine.
So in this case, the Eid Echad, so if we say the Eid Echad, right, is Mechai Mashvua. Chiba's Mamon, no, he's not Mechai Mamon. So then on what basis are Mechai Mamon? This is the way the Tosos understood it. Tosos themselves say, Hodah's Baba. Right, if the aid says I'll pay, that's what does Baldin. The shvua, the fact that the aid echad is there, that's only to be mechayv shvua. The mamon, the chiyuv mamon, is because of your hodas Baldin. Tosa says this is Tosa's own opinion, right? On Bovakam and Mimal there, that the aid, that in that case we would say modu b'kanas pater, right? Subsequent to the aid echad, if I say I'm chayv, we would say okay, but in as much as it's kanas, you're not chayv because modu b'kanas pater. But the Rav Shishans thinks that may not be the case. The Rav Shans thines he has an inami better, right? He has, of course, two deos. Because the Gemara there says, Modu Kenas Pater. He doesn't mention the case of Eid Echad. So the question is why. Tosos says, Hu adin to have matzim nivrach Eid Echad. Just that if he does it on his, if there's no Eid Echad and he simply is Modu without anything, it's even more pashut. But the Tosos Shans asks, has a different idea. Modu Kenas Pater. The Kaimelon came out of our pocket as Kenasa, right? If it's a Chazi Nezek, so it's Kenasa. About al eid echad lo parich. The came in the mechayv of shvua ve'emena rotel yishav mishalim. Since he's mechayv of shvua, he's a besader because that wouldn't explain it. And if he doesn't take a shvua, he's mishalim. But since that's the case, he's mishalim potentially. Lo chashiv marshias afa. When he says I am chayv, he's not considered being mechayv himself. By mesha enu nishba came in shayidei ha'ed ba'olaf yuzeh. The aid was mechayv in the mama, not he. Simba's way to take this, not the only way, but Simba's way to take this. He had the option if he wanted to be machish eid b'shuah. But the eid was mechayv mamon. So if he doesn't take the option to get out of it b'shuah, if he's in a rotzel shava and never mishalim, so it's just the eid echad being chiyav mamon, which is now coming into play, now being implemented. And upon the Eidef, it's Chiyah Mamon, there's no Dinah Das Baal. There's no Dinah Madu Kenas.
Why not?
There's no Dinah Madu Kenas Pater for Eidus, if I'm Moda on something for which there's Eidus. Yeah. It's only when the basis for the Chiyah is your own Hoda. How do we know Hoda's Moda Kenas Pater? Asher Yashiyun Elohim, which means, how Yashiyun in general means, this is a whole other point. The person who's based in the Chayiv is the poet's problem, somebody's Mechayiv himself. Right? That's the. So here, what we'll say is that, what he's explaining, right, that the Eid Echad is Mechayiv. Based is Mechayiv, you'll Eid Echad. It's the Eid Echad is Mechayiv the Mammon. You could have gone out with it, but you didn't. But in the end, then the Mammon, which is coming out in being a movement in that case, would be the Mammon on the basis of the Eid Echad was Mechayiv. You didn't take a Shua. Okay? So you didn't get out of it. So therefore, you're chayv mamon al pi ha'ed, and therefore it's not a din of mother b'knas. But okay, so I come and just finish we'll pause for a moment. I just want to do the punchline, which is if you take all this approach with regard to shuas eidechad, so then you can come back, right? You can explain, given 3b, right? The approach of 3b, which is that what does it mean that English b'ayin al pasuk jekesef? It means not English b'ayin al pasuk jekesef. It means we don't impose that you must take a shvua. We don't, right? We're not mechayev a shvua al korchecha, unless it's really significant sum. So we can say, okay, that's relevant. Where what I'm trying to do is be mechayev a shvua al korchecha. We don't do it unless we don't force to take a shvua unless it's a significant sum. But if, right, what we say is you're mechayev mamon. Here, what we're doing is being mechayev you mamon. It's not fundamentally a chiyuv shvua. We're not trying to impose a shvua. We're trying to impose a chiyuv mamon on you. You have the option of taking a shvua if you want to get out of that chiyuv mamon. So then, it's not governed by the principles of being mechayev somebody a shvua korchecha. It's governed by the principles of being mechayev mamon korchecha. Mamon is mamon. Kol makom shayim mechayev mamon. Eidechad mechayev shvua. What that's a result of is because the eidechad is mechayev mamon. Whatever you can mechayev mamon on, you can mechayev shvua. Why? Because the eidechad is mechayev the mamon, and the shvua is only to get out of that mamon. So it's governed by the principles of being mechayev mamon. Whenever we have evidence that you're mechayev mamon, you're going to be mechayev to pay whatever the sum is. In that case, right, so it's true, we don't impose the shvu on you. We are mechayiv the mamon, and if you want to take a shvua, so we don't have a din that we don't conduct shvuas l'yanim. We have a din we're not imposing the chiyuv shvua upon you. Here it's not a chiyuv shvua, it's a chiyuv mamon. If you like to take the shvua, there's no problem. So then you have, that's the explanation for why this din shtekes does not apply to Eidef, because it is not a din of being mechayiv a shvua akarchecha. It's a din of fundamentally being mechayiv mamon akarchecha. You can opt for the shvua to get out of that. That's your option. That's your choice. Okay? We'll just conclude. It's also obvious on this approach that the same Gua Din Nami Lagabe Shuas Shashomrim, meaning it'll be the same din as Shuas Madumisas. Shuas Shashomrim, it's very hard to argue that there's a basis to be Chayiv Mamon. Nobody knows that the guy's Chayiv Mamon. How can it be the Zachiyah Mamon? Rather, what? Elamai is a basis for Chayiv Shua. Okay. But therefore, it's only required of you if it's a certain significant sum. So this explanation would be for the approach of the Ramban and many others on Balmor, that the only exception is Eid Echad, and this is why we're explaining it. It's only in the case of Eid Echad where we're not governed, the Chiyuv is not by nature a Chiyuv Shvua, which we need to impose, but rather really a Chiyuv Mamon. So that's how you explain it. Okay? This.